You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast. Plenty of racing to come on a Monday afternoon and into the evening as well. We've got 5 meetings in total in the UK and Ireland. We'll be covering all of it live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. We start with Catterick and Lingfield in the afternoon. Then there's racing on Monday night from Windsor and Bangor domestically with an Irish card over at Roscommon. Joining myself, Sam Norris, on today's edition of the podcast to hopefully give us a winner or two on Monday is Mr. Ollie Pimlott. How are you, sir?
Hello, Sammy Norris.
In good form?
Not too bad, yeah. I must say, a quiet week before the storm, isn't it, with the Ebor meeting at York coming up, 4-day extravaganza where we're basically seeing, I think, the best filly in the world, the best mare in the world, highest rated racehorse in the world.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
It really is. I love this meeting. I think probably outside of the Cheltenham Festival, this is probably my favourite meeting of the year.
Generally pretty good weather as well. I think the forecast is set fair for the week. I don't think it's going to be overly hot, but equally it's not going to be teeming down with rain, which we've seen here in Yorkshire over the last week or two. So everything looks set for a tremendous
indeed
meeting.
It's usually got to be ridiculously hot to be able to take your jacket off anyway.
So the fact
that it isn't that hot is not too bad.
It's like the Sahara Desert, and then William Darby says you can take your jacket off, but I don't think it's going to be anything near that this week.
No. Will you be making a trip to the Knaves Mire this week?
I'm making 2 trips to the Knaves Mire. I've got a very good sporting week this week.
Okay.
I'm going to the Knaves Mire on Thursday to see a Nable.
Yep.
Friday, I'm going to the Test match at Headingley.
Yep.
And on Saturday, I'm going back to the Knaves Mire for the Ebor.
Very good. Not a bad old life, is it?
Yeah, cracking 3 days ahead.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that coming up this week.
I'm off to Scarbados tomorrow.
Okay.
To watch Yorkshire against Nottinghamshire.
They're playing in Scarborough,
yeah,
though.
They started
starting to move a few games around the county.
They are, yeah. They played at York during the Cricket World Cup, obviously, because they couldn't play at Headingley. They generally play a couple of games at Scarborough. Yeah, the Scarborough Festival, well worth, even if you don't like cricket, very good fish and chips.
Okay.
Plenty of people there. Play on the 1p machines, I'm
all
sure.
Right,
you did
that
back in the day. Yeah. You wouldn't even get our ID there, Sam, would you play in them? You'd be fine
make a
to
change,
play
yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a very good week planned. Hopefully we can start on the right foot as well, betting-wise, with a couple of selections on Monday. It's fairly modest stuff on Monday, in truth. As we often get to start the week, but unfortunately it does pick up, of course, through the course of the week, particularly at York. We're going to start with the 2:45 at Lingfield, though, for the first one on today's edition of the podcast. This is a Phillies handicap. 1.25 is the trip at the time recording. Got 7 of them lined up for this one. The sad 7, Ollie, which takes away the each-way angle, but you're going to find the winner, so it doesn't matter.
I hope so. It's a pretty obvious one, I think, but I like the chances of the bottom weight here, Scheme, I think is the pronunciation.
Not Scheme.
Perhaps Scheme or Scheme, something like that. A filly by Pivotal, had 3 runs, probably overachieved, you'd argue, on its debut, finishing 3rd, over inadequate trips on its pedigree. Stepped it up to 1.5 furlongs last time. And you find a lot with these Sir Mark Prescott horses, because they've been running over inadequate trip and not knocked about by any means, when they run on their handicap debut, it's really only their first proper run.
Yep.
And I think that was the case with this horse. Very green indeed at Newcastle, got going all too late. It wasn't a case of being given too much to do, it was so green, it was never travelling because it never had a proper race before. Now it's got the benefit of that. I anticipate Scheme improving significantly. Ran off a mark of 70 at Newcastle. They've only put it up £1 to 71 here today. Is back half furlong in trip, but gets a first time cheap pieces. If you followed Sir Mark Prescott, I haven't got the exact to date here. We need Mr. Mount for that first time cheap pieces in a handicap. But I would say you're making, admittedly going off fairly short prices, I would say you're probably going to be in profit, and they do improve considerably for them. So not overburdened at all by that pound rise in the handicap. Gets the first time cheap pieces. And at Newcastle, just far too green to do itself any justice whatsoever. So I think those cheap pieces and the fact that it's had a proper run now in a handicap, admittedly, it's a much better race. It's taken on horses rated as high as 80 here in Cantinier, filly by Warfront, who has won at Lingfield in the past. Hayley Turner gets the ride, a rare ride for the yard in the Godolphin colours. It is a better race than Newcastle, but I just think off bottom weight here, Scheme or Schemey should find quite a significant amount of improvement, and taking on horses who are, we know, pretty much everything about.
I like the angle as well of Sir Mark Prescott horse, second time up in a handicap, because we've seen this story so many times. They do tend to be a little bit short for their handicap debut, because we're so used to these three quiet runs.
Let's have a look here. It went off 25-1, 8-1, 22-1, first time in a handicap, 2-1 favourite.
Yeah. We're very, very used to this formula from the yard, but I like the angle of backing it second time up after it will perhaps go off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of burnt fingers, wasn't it, if you followed it in the first time? But there is reasoning behind that, just the greenness of the horse. Yeah. Say first race, steps back off the line trip. I don't think that was the issue. I just think the fact that it hadn't had a proper run. Handicap has not overburdened it. It's certainly shown its hand that it is probably better than the market 70. And because it's been beaten, only raised it by a pound. So in a better race, admittedly, but I think Scheme or Schemey, however you want to pronounce it, should give you a favourites run for your money. Indeed. At Lingfield.
And the layers can take no chances with these Sir Mark Prescott horses on handicap debut.
They can't. Obviously, it's second start in the handicap, so it's going to be short, whatever it's shown. I mean, if it had gone off 100 to one in its first three starts, it still probably would have been favourite.
Absolutely.
Up in trip. So, well-bred filly, I'd say, did let favourite backers down last time, but I expect them to get the money back here.
Let's go on to Catterick then. This is the finale at Catterick, the 5:35, which is an amateur rider's handicap over the mile and a half trip. At the time recording, we've got 10 that go to post in this race. Talk us through this one, Ollie. Often in these races, people are drawn to jockeys with a little bit more experience.
Favourite probably going to be Mauricio here, a rare runner on a flat for Dr. Richard Newland. Mm. We all know how shrewd a trainer he is, and booked the most experienced jockey in the race as well in Serena Brotherton. Obviously, a go-to combination for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Shrewd trainer with, I wouldn't say the best jockey in the race. She doesn't look the greatest, does she, Serena Brotherton, without sounding derogatory. But in terms of tactics and awareness and where she needs to be in a race, there's not many better lady riders. So it got to be a positive, that jockey booking. And it was a career best one winning at Yarmouth last time. Has gone up £3 for that, but with Serena Brotherton, but got to respect it. But the one I am going to go for is the one just below it, horse number 6 on your race card, who's been a tremendous for both Mick Easterby and his granddaughter Jacqueline Coward, Tapis Libra, ridden by Joanna Mason, who is Jacqueline Coward's cousin.
Right.
Had a tremendous, I keep saying tremendous, record on this horse. I think she won 7 or 8 times on this. Is a course and distance winner. This horse was winning off a mark considerably higher than this. Was £8 lower now than winning at Goodwood last August. Hasn't had the greatest times with it, but dropped in handicap. Going to get soft ground for the first time pretty much all season. Joanna gets on very well with it. And he's dropping in grade for pretty much the first time this season. So Tapis Libra, who runs in the Laura Mason Syndicate colours. I think he used to run in Mrs. Mason's colours. Now runs in Laura Mason's, who's Joanna's sister. She had a very bad illness and managed to come through it, so it runs in her colours, and it would be a good story if it did happen to win. Joanna, her sister, gets on with it well. Bit of a family affair with Jacqueline being the cousin. Used to be with Mick, who was their grandfather, so big family affair. But this horse has been an absolute stalwart for them. Joanna's got a great record on it, and I think because it's now so well handicapped, say £8 lower, and probably more importantly, course and distance winner, and it's getting soft ground for the first time in a while. So Tapis Libra should be a bit of a price in the 5:35, the finale at Catterick tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully a winner in that Catterick nightcap. And if nothing else, an education on the family tree, Ollie. So we've at least learned something.
The McKees to be family tree, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Check out all the racing on Racing Radio. We'll be live at 1:50, covering all five of those aforementioned meetings on Monday afternoon. Ollie, thank you for that. Pleasure as always. And enjoy it on the Naves Mile this week.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.